It took some serious last-minute negotiating, including a state mediator, over the long weekend. But Seattle teachers approved a new contract last night, just hours before school was supposed to start. Teachers will get a 5% pay raise over the next 2 years. That's the largest pay raise they've received in the past 5 years. The new higher wage means Seattle teachers can continue to deliver a quality education, says Jonathan Knapp of the Seattle Education Association.
We've had a tendency over the years to fall behind other districts, and that's an incentive for people to come to Seattle to get started in their career, but then they leave and go somewhere else because they have better pay. So this helps us retain excellent teachers.
As part of the new contract, the Seattle School District will also add 9 more psychologists and occupational and speech therapists. Elementary school teachers will also work an extra half hour each day, the same amount of time their middle and high school counterparts currently work. One of the thorniest issues to be negotiated was whether student test scores would be used to evaluate teachers. The answer is yes, but the district agreed to tweaking the kinds of test scores that will get used. South Kitsap teachers yesterday also voted in a new contract. Meanwhile, teachers in Snoqualmie voted to let school start on time this morning, but they will be on strike if no contract agreement is reached with the district by 3 p.m. Sunday. What teachers and that district are still arguing over are class sizes and compensation. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.